أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم فلا يحض على طعام المسكين. As we have learned previously, that Allah Ta'ala in the surah explains the very basic principles for which every aspect of our deen, dunya and akhirat will be covered. Firstly, that our yaqeen comes on the day of akhirat, and that a Muslim, whatever he does, that he looks at it from that point of view, that what will be my condition on the day of Qiyamah. Whatever I want to speak, whatever I want to do, all, everything must be based on that principle that I'm answerable to Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Consequently, our amal will also be like that. And as explained, the surah then explains all good governance also, that a person, a proper Islamic khilafat, how it will be run, and basically on the basis of looking after the poor and the needy, the people who are downtrodden, to look after them as well. And also that the household matters will, of every house, will also be corrected if these things come into us. And this is also one of the shortest surahs of the Quran Sharif, which we normally read in our namazes also, and every time we should take heed of that. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ. Tune dekha usko jo jhutlata hai insaaf hone ki. Have you looked at that person? Have you considered and what the condition of that person is? And it's not that we only look at the other persons, but it is ourselves. We reflect upon ourselves. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, the person who does not believe in the day of judgment, the day of justice, and the day of recompense, that every person according to his action will be recompensed on that day. He will get his return according to his action. And as we read in a surah before, that an atom of good a person will see and he will get that reward. And every atom of bad and wrong that they did, he will see that also. So a person who does not believe in the akhirah, then that person's life is completely haywire. Now he's left to himself and he's left to the forces of this world. When a person who believes in akhirah, Allah's help is with that person. And Allah guides that person and his whole life is regulated. And also that we have iman, alhamdulillah, all of us, we know, we accept the day of Qiyamah. But we have to see how much do we consider that in our day-to-day affairs, at the moment now, in our mind, are we, in our hearts, are we looking at things from that point of view? Or are we looking at it from our own point of view? Today's whole day that we will pass, we will go home now, whatever we might have, breakfast, or we might take a little rest, whatever. And the whole day, we'll go to shop, we'll go to work, whatever we are going to do. Is this all covered with that I have to answer on the day of the Qiyamah? If it is not like that, then that is a weakness that we have to remedy. We must make lot of shukr that we have that iman, at least as far as our words are concerned, on akhirat, on the day of Qiyamah. But how much is that practically in our lives? That we have to consider. Whatever we speak, whatever we do, we have to consider, I have to answer for this in front of Allah Ta'ala. A person who does not believe on that day, Allah Ta'ala says his condition becomes فَذَٰلِكَ الَّذِي يَدْعُ الْيَتِيمِ. So ye wahi hai jo dhakke deta hai yateem ko. These are those people who just chase away the orphans, who got no time for the orphan. The orphan is usually a person, nobody to protect him. He's a person without his father. He's got no one to protect him. And he is the one that we have to show more love and kindness to. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a person who looks after an orphan will be so close to me on the day of Qiyamah. And then he showed his two fingers. As the two fingers are close, so close they will be. So a person who has got that yaqeen on the day of Qiyamah, yeah, I'll take on an extra child in my house. I'll take on extra two children in my house, and I will look after this orphans, and I will treat them properly also. And it will be a test for him in his whole life. And usually when it is like that, a person unfortunately at the beginning spoils the orphan, because it's a small child and he wants to just make the child and show more love. After spoiling him, now to look after him after he's spoiled is very hard also. So anyway, to tolerate all this, that is also a work whose eyes are on the Akhirat. And as we heard in the surah recited this morning, that in the Akhirat our lives in this world will be just like a part of the morning or part of the evening. That is all what our lives will be. There we will realize. To here in this world to make sabr for this little while and to prepare for the long day of Qiyamah and for the eternal life after that. May Allah grant us all Jannah. Otherwise, the terrible conditions in Jahannam, may Allah save us all. So this is that person who believes in the Akhirat, he will have time for the orphans. And we also have to consider practically how much do we look after or consider any orphan. Today, when there is so much of warfare, Syria and Burma, those refugees who are in Bangladesh and many other places, and there are many charitable organizations working there, and there are reliable charitable organizations also, and they also call for the sponsorship of an orphan or any donation towards that. Are we spending some money towards some orphan anywhere? If we are in a Muslim house, the best Muslim home is that in which there is an orphan and is looked after well. Who of us, all of us included, have we got any orphan? Do we think of an orphan? Do we make dua for the orphans? There are innumerable orphans of Syria, with all the bombings, those little innocent children who have never seen their fathers, never seen their mothers, who don't know what is a father, what is a mother, and there are organizations working to look after them. Are we doing something in that field? Do we get some feeling for them? Do we make some dua for them? So if that yaqeen is on the Akhirat, then the Quran Sharif here says that that person, he will actually be concerned about the orphans also. وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ اور نہیں تاقید کرتا محتاج کے کھانے پر. And he does not encourage people to feed the poor and the needy. And forget encourage, he doesn't do it himself and not encourage, but how many are such who discourage? And shaitan always comes between us and our intention. يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. When we want to do some good, we say these organizations are not trustworthy. That person is not trustworthy. And we land up that we spend nothing whatsoever. So we want to do it, but shaitan blocks us. He tells us there is nobody doing any good work anywhere. Whereas there are the charitable organizations and who are doing good work. So we shouldn't stop us. And if that is the case, then it is our duty that we go ourselves. And there are millions of people who are miskeen, who haven't got food to eat. People just around us are here also. Anyone who comes and asks for something, we doubt that person. Somebody knocks at our door and asks for something, we doubt that person. Everyone we doubt, then where are we going to spend? So we should then, it is more our duty that we go and look for these poor people. And who we find are the actual genuine poor people, then we should spend upon them. Anyway, this means that as a true believer, a person should have that jazbah, that feeling within him for the poor, the orphan, the widows. There are so many widows who are in so much difficulty. There are so many people, and around our area, we know there are people who are living in what poverty conditions. And it is our duty. So if we have that yaqeen on the Akhirat, the Quran Sharif explains here, then we will also spend on these people. And that is the proper governance that we look after. after the poor, the needy, and our homes will also be looked after properly if we have that jazba of looking after and spending upon the poor and needy. May Allah give us all tawfiq to have feelings for the poor and the needy.